From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Well, the pressure is on Hollywood writers now that the directors have struck a deal with the studios. The writers have been on strike for more than 10 weeks now. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. And Nancy, first, what kind of deal did the directors get?
Well, they're saying it's a pretty good deal. The Directors Union says it covers how they'll be paid for internet downloads of movies and TV shows. And the union says this tentative contract essentially doubles the rate now paid for downloads. The interesting thing is this is just a 3-year deal. So the studios and the directors are going to be back at the bargaining table in just a couple of years. That way, if internet streaming and downloading explodes, then the directors can negotiate a bigger slice of the pie.
Now, internet downloads and streaming, that's been the sticking point for the writers. So what has been their reaction to this deal?
They are feeling a lot of pressure from other unions like the Teamsters, who represent workers who can't work because of the writer's strike. I'm talking about truck drivers, people who haul props around, even dry cleaners. Now, the writers have pretty much followed in the director's footsteps before, and it hasn't worked out terribly well for them. There's still some resentment among the writers because back in the 1980s, they patterned their agreement on fees for home video rentals on a contract that the directors had hammered out. Now, the video market was a lot bigger than anybody expected, and one entertainment industry analyst I talked to, a guy named Hal Vogel, says the writers think they got a raw deal back then.
They feel that they gave up on a new media too early, and they were shut out of higher benefits over time. And so the union leadership basically said, "We're never again. We're not going to do this again."
And Nancy, the Oscars are scheduled for the end of February. Does this have any effect on whether or not they'll go forward?
Oh, Madeline, it could. They're scheduled for February 24th. Clearly, if the writer's strike drags on, that's not good news for the Oscars. The writers are threatening to picket the Academy Awards ceremony, and many actors would boycott the event if that happened. But Hal Vogel says the writers are going to reach a deal just in the nick of time.
Chances are that something will happen before then and allow the Oscars to go on. It may not be the best Oscars that you've ever seen, but at least there will be an award ceremony if that happens.
Of course, Nancy, there was no ceremony for the Golden Globes last Sunday because of the strike. So what kind of financial fallout did that have?
Yeah, it was pretty grim. They just had a press conference. NBC lost millions of dollars because of that. Also, the studios as a whole were hurt because the Golden Globes Awards give the movies a nice little bump of publicity, and that usually pumps up sales at the box office. Obviously, that didn't happen.
Indeed. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy Marshall-Genzer of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.